For more than 150 years, granite has shaped life in Barrie. Generations of central Vermonters have quarried, cut, and carved the stone. Today, only a handful of artists still carve granite by hand. One of them is Heather Milne-Ritchie. She's keeping the tradition alive and bringing more women into the craft. Logan Wolf of the University of Vermont Community News Service spent an afternoon with her in her studio.
So I always start by turning on my air dryer.
Heather Milne-Ritchie is showing me around her large, bright granite carving studio in Barrie.
And we have the air dryer so that condensation doesn't get in the air lines and in our tools and rust them out.
She's lived in central Vermont for most of her life, and she's been carving here for 25 years. She makes everything from memorial headstones to life-size fine art sculptures to decorative benches for public parks. And how did you get involved in carving?
I got involved in granite carving kind of through working at the Vermont History Center, which was located above.
When Milne-Ritchie was a few years out of college, a coworker told her about a local granite carver who was looking for an apprentice.
Could she give him my number? I said, absolutely. I had never thought about carving stone before, but I really thought it would be a great opportunity to learn a new skill that could possibly lead to, like, a professional career.
She got the job, and she started apprenticing with prominent Barrie stone carver George Kurjanowicz.
He believed in me enough that he gave me a chance to hop on board and earn some money, and I stayed with him for 15 years.
The stone, like, sings. Like, this is a 9-point. That's what I used in here.
Milne-Ritchie opened her own studio in 2015. And now she gets to support up-and-coming stone carvers like Kurjanowicz supported her.
To continue drawing people into this kind of work, you really do need to be inclusive. You really do need to be understanding. And that's generally not the mentality that goes with this trade.
At any given time, Milne-Ritchie is mentoring a handful of carvers, both formally and informally. And she specifically focused on mentoring women.
Having my own studio has allowed me to be able to teach the way I want to teach and to share this with people in a really safe and comfortable way.
Zara Dana is one of three mentees at the studio today. Dana was looking for a career change when she got funding from Vermont Folklife to apprentice with Milne-Ritchie. She says she loves the vibe of Milne-Ritchie's studio.
I mean, this industry is so male-dominated, and a lot of industries are, honestly. It's just cool to be like, this is like women working and creating, and it's just so chill, and like we all kind of like jive together, and it's super supportive too.
Mentee Ariel Edelman feels the same way. She says the barrier to entry in stone carving is high, so mentorship is what makes it possible for beginners like her.
And I think what Heather's doing with the mentorship and, you know, specifically focusing on mentoring women is just like this unicorn magical thing. It's like no one else is doing that. Very few people are mentoring at all. But it's hard to take a chance on people.
Another mentee, Carrie Bagaglio, was working in the granite industry when a friend told her about Milne-Ritchie's studio.
So I just wandered in one day and she said she was willing to apprentice with me.
Bagaglio is now working with Milne-Ritchie to build up more of her skills.
I am actually a fourth generation Vermonter, and in, I don't know if it's Websterville or East Barrie technically, but the board in town is having a statue built to honor my great grandfather. And I'm hoping I'll be trained enough by then to be part of the mission and get to work on it at least a little bit.
For Milne-Ritchie, mentoring is all about creating an environment where people feel empowered enough to try something new.
You know, the people that I'm bringing in have a commitment to the stone. They have a commitment to themselves to grow their skills and to develop them to a point where they can use them out in the world and share what they're making with people.
She says her plan for the next decade is to keep running her studio the way she's running it now, surrounded by creative people who love stone as much as she does. For the University of Vermont Community News Service, I'm Logan Wolfe.